The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. And while you're glued to your phones and your computers and watching the live stream here on the show, in the last hour, we were talking about this situation with voting for the lesser of two evils and wondering exactly how Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we have interviewed on the show, I'd love to get him back on again. We have the National Organizing Director for American Values 2024, which is the RFK Jr. Super PAC. Larry Sharp joins us. He's a former teacher and U.S. Marine, Semper Fi, big guy. Ran for the New York governor in 2018 as a libertarian. Obviously, we know where that goes. He's a management consultant who has trained and coached hundreds of executives, entrepreneurs, leaders, employees, lawyers, and reps from dozens of organizations all over the world. His website is sharpway.com. That's sharpeway.com. For those of you that want to dial Larry in, you don't have to worry about dialing him in right now because we got him on the phone. Larry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, my friend. Semper Fi.
How are you?
I am, you know, I am, I'm doing pretty well. I'm pretty excited, trying to make some change. I think this is the year finally for some real change.
Well, you know, I hear that. I heard that when Obama was running too. He wanted change. But I don't believe that RFK Jr. hates America like Obama does. I really don't. I think Obama hates America.
I got to tell you, and this is a personal piece for me. When Obama ran in 2008, I bought the lie too. I fell right in. I thought this was the thing. I thought this was going to be the guy. And within a year or two, I was so disappointed. I was so unhappy. I was so betrayed. I was ready to not vote again. But that's when I started going into independent parties, because I thought the only way we're actually going to get some change is going into the independent party world. That's why I ran as a libertarian. That's why I think Bobby Kennedy has an actual chance at making impact in this election. If we don't break the left-right paradigm, nothing's going to change. And I think this is the year.
Well, and see, that's the thing that scares everyone here. I mean, that's the fear of the unknown. Larry, you and I both know that. I studied political science probably just like you did. And the thing is that when you're looking...
Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Right. The thing to remember is, remember, Bush got us Obama. Obama got us Trump. Trump got us Biden. And the way it's looking now, Biden might get us Trump again. What are we doing? We're just going back and forth. So, okay, I'm happy that my guy, whoever I think my guy is going to be okay for 4 or 8 years. Well, the next guy is coming after him. If we get Trump after this, what are we going to get? AOC after that, or President Harris after that? I mean, is that what we want? No, we have to have some change. It's just going back and forth.
Right. So that's why you got involved in organizing the Super PAC. The thing is now Kansas, for example, have they filed suit against Governor Kelly in the state of Kansas for trying to alter the requirements to become a candidate?
I don't think there's been a lawsuit against Kansas yet. I'm unsure about that, to be forward with you. But okay, the reality of it is this is going to be across all states. I've sued New York State more than once to get in the ballot in New York State as a libertarian. And the Green Party actually joined. And the Green Party and libertarian parties, there are many things we disagree upon. There's very few things we overlap on our thought process, except one thing. More people should be able to get on the ballot. Right now, what people don't understand is two private companies run our elections. The Democratic Party and Republican Party are private organizations, as described by the Supreme Court, and they have no legal requirement within their own parties to give us a fair election at all. They could, if they wanted to, they could say, you know what? I think that I want David Krieger to be our nominee. Okay, done. And you're the nominee. That's how it could work. Now, I actually don't mind if private companies and private organizations have their own ways of doing things. But now those private companies control access to the ballot. That's the problem. I don't mind private organizations doing what they see fit. I do mind when they control the ballot, and they do. And that's the problem. So now if I want to vote for somebody else, I can't. I hear all the time, well, why don't you guys have better candidates? Why don't independents have better candidates? It's going to cost us tens of millions of dollars just to get on the ballot. That means tens of millions of dollars, and I haven't spent money on one advertisement. I haven't spent money on one flyer. I haven't paid him with a knock on the door. I've got nothing. All I've got is on the ballot. And I may not even make it because the odds are I'll get sued just to be on the ballot. This is a terrible system that has to change.
I understand. We all dislike the uniparty system because that's pretty much what everybody has agreed we're facing. And that's the one thing I look at this thing. And it's like nothing ever changes in D.C. Nothing ever gets done except the fact they put fences all around it and then lure people in and get them arrested, you know, for protesting because 80 million plus people think they were disenfranchised at the polls. So, I mean, you know, I understand why you have such a passion for this, Larry. I'm looking at the alternatives. People have called the show. They're worried that RFK Jr. is going to water down the ballots on both sides. People are looking for alternatives. I talked to people yesterday that say we're not voting for Trump again. Trump lied about the fact that, you know, he patted himself on the back for Operation Warp Speed. Having interviewed RFK Jr. on the show about his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, I know where he stands with Children's Health Defense. I know where he stands on the jabs. I know where he stands. A lot of people who did not take the shot, like me and most of my family, they all know that RFK Jr. is against this, and the less, the better. So, you know, I know what his goals are.
So let me be clear on this. If someone decides that Bobby Kennedy should not be on the ballot, that also means he won't be on the debate stage. And the most important piece is if Bobby Kennedy's not in the debate stage, whether he wins this or not, and I'll cover that in a second, but let's assume he, for the sake of your audience, let's assume he cannot win. Okay, let's assume that for this moment. He still needs to be on the debate stage, because if he's in the debate stage, those questions will be asked. We will have to have those conversations. Those types of things have to be discussed. It won't just be Biden and Trump yelling at each other, calling each other names. That's what's going to happen now. If there even is a debate, it'll just be Biden and Trump yelling at each other. But if Bobby Kennedy is on a debate stage, if there's a third party on a debate stage becomes a referee, now it can't just be, well, the other guy's worse than me. I know I killed one guy, but he killed four, so he's worse than me. So vote for me because I'm a regular murderer, not a mass murderer. Right? That's not the right way of having an election. You got to get Bobby Kennedy on that debate stage. You got to have those conversations so that these guys will have to make an actual stance. And here's the most important piece. Now other people will see it, and they'll want to come aboard into their cabinets. We have to change the agencies. We have to change the deep state, the permanent D.C. has to change. And I got to tell you, of the three people that you're talking about right now, only Bobby Kennedy has an actual history of fighting agencies, of fighting the deep state, and winning. The other two don't have that at all.
Yeah. I know. And, you know, we've had past experiences with Kennedys, and it always hasn't. It's never been good for any of them. You know, Teddy got to hang out in the Senate for a long time, but his two brothers, unfortunately, succumbed to assassins' bullets. And so, you know, I'm just concerned of why the Biden administration is keeping your guy from having Secret Service protection. That still is not there, is it?
No, and it will not be probably until the summer sometime. I think that's I think you're right. And let me go to the reason why they're so concerned and why the DNC is so concerned, because they know there is actually a path to victory. And let me explain what that means. One of the most important things, getting Bobby on the ballot in all 50 states, which is what the campaign has been very open about getting. That is their goal, to get Bobby on the ballot in all 50 states. If that happens, Bobby doesn't have to win 270 electoral votes to win this thing. Most people don't know. All he has to do is stop Biden and Trump from getting 270. If both of them do not get 270, meaning Bobby Kennedy gets just enough, RFK gets just enough that they don't get 270, maybe that's 30 that he gets, or 15 or 25, whatever that number is, now it gets thrown into the Congress. It's called the contingent election. It's how Thomas Jefferson was elected. When that happens, when we can't get an actual 270 or majority, the Congress decides, and each state gets one vote. That's right. Wyoming has the same power as California. Now, what happens when there's a bunch of states that say they're blue states, like New York, and they got to think, do I want to vote for Trump? New York is never voting for Trump. Texas is never voting for Biden. We get that. That's never going to happen. So you're going to have to find a compromise candidate. And a compromise candidate is RFK Jr., is Bobby Kennedy. That is an actual pathway to victory. If he gets 26 state votes in the Congress in a contingent election, it's in the 12th Amendment, for those of you who want to do your homework on that. The 12th Amendment, if he does that, he's the President of the United States. He is the compromise candidate. If I'm the New York Assembly, and I got to realize that Biden can't win because I can't get 26 votes, and I got to pick somebody, I'm picking Bobby Kennedy.
I mean, it all makes sense. It really does. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. Larry is a smart guy, folks. And I mean, a lot of the stuff, I mean, he's brought up the Constitution here. I know that the Biden administration has had little regard for the Constitution ever since it took over, you know, negating 28 things that Trump did. And this whole uniparty thing is getting out of control. Obviously, we all realize that with 10 million illegals. Well, if 10 million illegals, how's that going to affect the outcome if they figure out a way for these non-citizens to register people to vote and they all start voting for Biden, then what? How are we going to convince them otherwise, Larry?
There's a couple things. Number one, the Democratic Party sees the Bill of Rights as the Bill of Suggestions. So just so we're clear on that, it's suggestions. We'll see if we like it or not. If we feel good, well, you can have them. If not, whatever. We'll decide. That's how that works. We've seen that already. In addition to that, the biggest issue is permanent Washington. And I think we saw it when Trump was president, too. I think, what did he struggle? He struggled against permanent Washington. And I think, unfortunately, when you walk into a world like that and you're unsure, Trump was a business guy. He walked into a government world. He walked into a swamp, and he had no idea how swampy it was. And it was just over-swamped. How can you? He's only one person. What can you do, right? I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying the truth, right? Even Obama struggled a bit. But Trump struggled because he had to fight the swamp. And that's not an easy attack. The difference is now 2 points. One, Bobby Kennedy already knows that and has already fought them. So he knows he's got to fight those guys. And he has a bunch of people who've done it also within his world who can come in and assist. So that's a good thing. When it comes to the migrants that are coming across our border, the reality of it is, if they don't vote, that's fair. They shouldn't. No worries. If they do vote, they all know who Kennedy is. So there's the advantage, right? So even in that case, Kennedy is a popular name. Even migrants know who Kennedy is. If anyone's going to break a hole in the system, look, I wish it was a guy like me. I wish I could have done what I, in New York. I wish I could have broken a hole. But I'm not a Kennedy. I don't have that same power. I don't have that same pull. I don't have that same gravitas. Bobby Kennedy does. We all know it. If anyone's going to break a hole, it's Bobby Kennedy. And you might say to yourself, well, that's great, Larry, but do I really want this to happen? You do. Because what Bobby Kennedy will do is break a hole in the system that will allow more independents to come into the game. We want more local independents to come into the game, more statewide independents to come into the game, and we also want more national, because we do want single-issue coalitions to work. In New York State, we had a party called Stop Common Core. Why would that matter? Because Stop Common Core was a coalition party to fix one thing, our education system. Why can't we do that again and again and again across this country? When there are big issues that we all care about, why can't we get together, get a candidate on a ballot to stop something, right? Why don't we have a fixed immigration party? Just having that party and having that party on the ballot will make things happen. In New York City, we had a guy, Jimmy McMillan, who had a party called The Rent Is Too Damn High. That was the name of the party. And you know what people were talking about? How high the rent is. Which is true in New York City. It is too damn high. And people talked about it because of him. This is what we want to happen. Bobby Kennedy can make this work.
Right. Well, see, and the thing is, too, Larry, is that with Trump, all right, a lot of people too late in the game recognized that the people he trusted were against him from the get-go. And I'm talking about Pence, Bill Barr. They were all rhinos. They all basically are working for deep state. He trusted the wrong people. And now we're facing, and I told my audience in the last hour, I was going to ask you this question. He has announced, and I'm talking about Bobby, has announced that on March 26th, he's going to name his running mate. And he threw out Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura, who, you know, was the governor of Minnesota. I understand that. But see, you've got to have, if he's going to dismantle deep state, don't you think you have to have somebody that's got the moxie to actually do this? I cannot see an NFL quarterback being the guy that's going to help Bobby Kennedy tear down deep state. I don't know. I'm confused about that. Where do you see this going?
Well, here's the issue, right? The vice president, while important, well, let me touch two parts. The first part you mentioned was Trump. And you're correct in what you said in that there were just too many people who were part of the establishment. And I don't know if your audience makes this makes them happy enough, but the reality of it is, still to this day, senior leadership of the Republican Party hates Trump. The average voter, Republican voter, loves Trump. That's obvious. The average senior leadership of the Republican Party still hates Trump. That has not changed. So he's still up against a senior party leadership that doesn't want him. That's why they've all gone over to, you know, some other place. Half of them have become Democrats. So that's still true. When it comes to Bobby Kennedy in this case, the VP he picks might be for that, but might also be to get other people involved. It might be to motivate people to see him as somebody different. There are many reasons why he may pick the vice president that he picks. The assumption that that has to be someone's going to help. Look, traditionally, the vice president wasn't a helper. That's something we just kind of made up in the last 20, 30 years. A vice president often was to bring in more people to have a coalition. It was for that reason, or to be ready in case something happens to the candidate. So I think Bobby is thinking that way. He's not thinking this is going to be someone who's going to help me work. He already has a team of hundreds of people who are behind him. He has activists who've been behind him for decades. He has a team already ready to walk into that room. Remember, he was an environmental lawyer, right? He was fighting the state. He was fighting the agencies literally for decades. The team required for him to take action is already there. His VP, I'm pretty sure, is going to be for some other reason.
But, I mean, does he communicate with you, and I'm talking about Bobby personally, has he communicated with you what his position is on this Green New Deal garbage? We're about 30 years behind in all of this stuff, and they want to shut down our energy sources and screw with our economy. I mean, you already seeing that what the prices are at the gas pump. Everybody else does, too. So, I mean, is he really going to just stop this nonsense if he gets in office?
Well, to be full with you, the PAC cannot coordinate with the campaign. So, no, I cannot talk directly with Bobby Kennedy on these issues at all. That's not what I can do at all.
But he hasn't declared. He hadn't said it.
No, and the reason why is the biggest issue he has, and to be forward, I agree with this, the biggest issue is what's called agency capture. And for your audience might know what that means is when some big industry just captures an agency. And they basically make themselves a monopoly, right? Market forces are the right answer. And Bobby has been clear on that. The answer to environmentalism is capitalism, and there are market answers. You want competition to make the better environment. That's true. You can't do that with an agency that says, wait a minute, Larry Sharp, you have a company that I like that gives money? Well, you're basically a monopoly now, and now I'm going to make rules that ensure your company does well. And you know what? We're going to make sure that, David's company fails. That's what it is now, picking winners and losers. He's been very clear about that more than once throughout his career. Government should not be picking winners and losers. And if the Green New Deal is actually a good economic competitive, you know, piece of legislation, it's not. But in theory, if it is, then it'll be good. He'd be behind, of course. He's been very clear on this. In fact, I don't know if you know, he spoke at the Libertarian Party of California's convention earlier this year, and he spoke specifically on that issue, that there are market forces, there is a way to make the environment better while still having a vibrant economy. He can do it. It can be done. And I agree. I think it can be done.
All right. Phil in Florida, we'll go to the phone lines now. You have a question for Larry Sharp. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dave, and I hope I can speak directly to Larry. And boy, it would be great if you had an hour with us. We have such great listeners, which would pose such great questions. But thank you, Larry. I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the Republican Party and Democratic Party being private corporations. You know, the Ross Perot, those two organizations made sure there'd never be another Ross Perot, and they got rid of the League of Women Voters on the debates. But I was a strong supporter of Bobby when he first announced. I've been following him 25 years, you know, since the Water Keepers, and then the Mike Pomponio show with them, and the Children's Health Defense.org. And very strong. I got the bumper stickers, everything, man, and was so excited. And he lost me when he totally caved into Israel. But the truth of the matter is, national politics in the U.S., you cannot have any chance if you criticize Israel. And that's just a fact. And you don't get in unless you get past that. And also, when Kucinich left, you lost me there, too. I think Dave was bringing up the vice president choices. You know, God bless Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura, but I think he's got to get somebody more credible and more acceptable to the entire voting public. And, you know, otherwise it's another rollover to Israel. It's another departure of Dennis Kucinich as campaign manager, you know. I really think you might want to look at former CBS war correspondent, 60 Minutes war correspondent, Lara Logan, who, like Bobby, has done wonderful work before the border was even an issue. They were down there covering it. And she's testified before Congress, the Senate committee, with Del Bigtree of, you know, the high wire. And I would recommend looking at Lara Logan, VP candidate, or somewhere in the Kennedy administration.
Okay, Phil, do you have a question? Do you have a question, though, for Larry specifically? I mean, I've heard the comments now, and I understand where you're coming from. And I understand the fact that, you know, Larry cannot help Bobby pick a vice presidential candidate. But I guess with all the comments you just made, Larry, what's your reaction to all this?
Wow, that was a lot, but let me try to cover it if I could. Number one, all right. The first piece that really hit me was the Ross Perot piece. The gentleman is completely correct. Ross Perot, while he was good, he was also bad. And what I mean by that is he was good as a candidate, shaking things up, very effective, but he did not build out infrastructure that could last the test of time or the attacks of the two big parties. He's correct. That is when they created the Congressional Commission on debates. They got rid of the League of Women Voters, and now the two parties decide exactly who and how they debate. They control everything. But luckily, Trump has already, and your listener may know, Trump has already decided he's not going to care about them. They're not important. Republican Party has pulled out and says whatever they say is not valid. So that's a good sign. I hope that means that they will just decide to do debates and people will show up as they see fit. I hope that's true, because he's correct. Ross Perot changed a lot in that regard. I'm most disappointed that Kucinich left the campaign. I feel Kucinich, while I didn't agree with everything he said, I think most people agreed that Kucinich was honest, that he actually said what he felt and that his mind could be changed. And I feel also Bobby's shown that too. If you remember, you go back about a year or so, Bobby Kennedy was not about closing the border. He was like, no, what are we doing? It's not really a problem. It's fine. Until people said, wait a minute, go there. And he did. And then he went to the border and said, you know what, man, I was wrong. This is a problem. We have to close the border. This is a problem. So even if you're unhappy with what Bobby Kennedy thinks right now, there is a chance he will change his mind. He's done so. He will physically go to places, look and go, you know what, this is a problem. I'm wrong. We got to fix this thing. And I think the border is a perfect example of that. He had, you know, he was running as a Democrat. I'm sure the people around him at the time were telling him, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry. I'm sure he believed the people around him until someone else came to him and said, look, you got to check this out. This is not true. And he changed. When it comes to VP, it's not just those two. There's a chance he might pick. It's been out there. You've seen it. He's posted it. He may pick someone like Rand Paul. Rand Paul is much more, if he picks him, Rand Paul is much more of a credible person, to your caller's point. Also has pushed back against much more establishment Republican Party here or there. So you could pick someone like that also. So I do think there's still hope for someone who will be very effective as a VP. I hope I covered everything.
Yeah, well, Larry, see, the thing that Phil and everybody else, I think, is worried about is we just don't want RFK Jr. is picking somebody that behaves like a rhino, because we've had enough of Mitt Romney and all the other morons up there that just are basically self-ingratiating and destroying America in the process. So, Phil, I appreciate your call. Larry, I got a question. Can you stay on another half hour?
Sure, if you need me to, of course.
Yeah, I would like for you to, because I know other people have concerns out there, and I want to give RFK Jr. I like Bobby Kennedy. I really do. I know he's Democrat in his mind, his mindset.
Hold on. Did you say another half hour or for this half hour?
No, for the rest of the show, which is like another 30 minutes. Can you stay on?
Oh, I probably will not be able to do that. I do have something else to jump onto.
All right, so we're just going to have you for the 2 minutes we're on. So, all right. My whole thing is that, yes, now he's running as an independent, but the fact is in the past he was a Democrat, and he decided, look, they're not going to let me in. I got to be a third-party candidate. I see him. If he's on stage with Trump, he's going to bring up the fact that Trump relied on Fauci, and Trump has yet to walk back what he did. And Trump, that's my biggest point about Trump, is he failed to come forward and say, look, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I put my faith in the wrong people. They lied to me. They lied to you. I mean, until Trump backs up and quits patting himself on the back for Operation Warp Speed, there's a lot of people that don't like him. And you've got never Trumpers out there saying we're pledging, as of yesterday, $50 million to keep him away. But they said they don't want to vote for Biden. So are you going to be wooing, or do you think that Bobby's going to be wooing the Never Trumpers?
100%. I think it is going to happen. I think it is happening already. And yes, look, I think the thing that Trump does very well, better than anybody right now who's running for sure, is project strength. That's true. At the same time, that can also be a negative in that sometimes he never wants to project any weakness, so that he's so busy projecting strength that he's never wrong no matter what. I think that's a flaw in Trump. I think his ability to project strength is very good. But again, for most people, our greatest strength is also our greatest flaw. And I think he has a similar issue there. I think you're right. And in the case of Bobby Kennedy, he's going to try to get all of them. I agree.
Well, I really think Rand Paul would be a great choice because, I mean, you're bleeding into somebody that's not a rhino, that hates what's going on, that I think as a pro tem would stop a lot of this nonsense. You know they're going to try to steal the election. We already know this is going to happen. So, I mean, he's,
of course.
Larry, Bobby's got an uphill battle. I know. But I appreciate you being on the show. Even if you can only stay on for this segment, it's wonderful to have you on talking about this. Larry Sharp, thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great morning.
You too. All right. There you go. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
Hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., we're in our final segment here for today's show. What'd you think about Larry Sharp in that little interview we just did? I'm sorry he couldn't stay on for the balance of the hour. It would have been great to have him on. Because everybody's got an opinion when it comes to politics. But, I mean, this is a very sticky situation in 2024. You know, Bobby Kennedy, Kennedy's a Democrat, okay? People are not going to forget that. I'm not saying something you don't already know. You have to look at the man. You have to look at what he stands for. I mean, he's been through this. He's seen what the swamp looks like. JFK and RFK were both murdered. I mean, that's the danger of being a Kennedy and being in a position of power. Because if deep state doesn't like you and the CIA doesn't like you and the banks don't like you and you start doing things to upset the apple cart, well, the proverbial cock cock can hit the fan, as we all know. History does repeat itself. But Larry Sharp made a good point about the 12th Amendment. And that is the opportunity for no candidate to get 270 votes. So that's why I asked him about the Never Trumpers. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. When you hear the prompts, press 1 to get into the studio. Love to hear your comments on what Larry Sharp said. Does it convince you? Did what Larry said, does it convince you more? I mean, if Rand Paul was Bobby Kennedy's pick, I mean, he's crossing party lines to get a real maverick in Rand Paul. Now, does Rand Paul agree with everything Bobby Kennedy? I mean, maybe there would be some balance there. Because Rand Paul is definitely not a rhino. Rand Paul cares because he's a doctor. The same things, and he was even attacked over it. He cares about the same things Bobby Kennedy does. They share that thing with the jabs and what Fauci did. They share those commonalities. So, I mean, I think it would be a great choice, more so because Jesse Ventura was just a governor. It would be a new thing. Rand Paul's already been on Capitol Hill. He understands how it works. That would be a very strong position for Bobby Kennedy to have. What's your thought? That's why the phones are open, folks. This is freedom of speech, right? They're not. Don't worry. If you call the show, the black SUVs are not going to roll up in your front yard, okay? Yesterday, we mentioned about Power Hour guest Steve Gorham. He has penned another article about green energy, electric power versus green goals, because 23 states have adopted goals to move to 100% clean energy by 2050. Wishful thinking. As I've said on the show before, and I don't think I'm far off the beaten path here, and if you disagree, that's why the phone lines are open. State governments are wanting to retire coal and gas-fired power plants and adopt wind and solar systems. They are substandard. They don't work yet. They freeze up in cold weather. 85%, you know, this is in 2022. Let's just go back 2 years. 60% of U.S. electric power was generated by what? Coal and natural gas. 85% came from traditional generators. Gas, 40%. Coal, 20%. Nuclear, 18%. Hydroelectric, 6%. Hydroelectric is probably, and there's only three states, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, where hydroelectric generators produce most of the powers. Now, if you understand where we're going with this thing and you get a president in office that keeps pushing this Green New Deal garbage, I mean, this is serious. There's another reason why the Democratic Party would try to shut down the opportunity, because, see, Biden, if RFK Jr. got on all the ballots in all the states, if he got on, they managed to succeed doing it, if they raise enough cash and he gets in there, it's going to force Biden can't hide in his basement anymore and play dumb and sit there with his mask on in his basement and wave hi to people and expect it to stick. Because people are looking at his VP running mate again going, God, do we want four more years of this garbage? And now he's hiding in his basement. Really? It would force Biden to have to get on the debate stage because he would be left behind. Trump and Bobby Kennedy would go, and I know that Trump, this thing that I just brought up about Trump and Operation Warp Speed, it would come right back to haunt him on the debate stage, and he'd have to answer to that. As much as Bobby Kennedy, you know, sounds like Kate Hepburn in her later years, Trump would have to answer to it. So this is a problem. Because a lot of people, 220 plus million people, got at least one shot, if not two. And a bunch of them still put their faith in the government rather than God and went out and got multiple boosters. And they're proud of it. They posted on their Facebook page. I mean, how stupid can you be? Well, let's tell everybody. Yeah, so much for HIPAA, right? And people go, well, it's none of your business whether they... Now, these people are waving it around like a badge of honor. I did what the government told me. In other words, you don't have a brain. That's kind of the way I look at it. You disagree? Phone lines are open. I mean, these bozos want to do net zero by 2050. They're going to run into the problem Michigan faces right now. Because you shut down the coal and gas plants while promoting electric vehicles and heat pumps, you're going to have electric power shortages big time. And then people are going to start complaining, and they're going to start looking at their elected leaders. And their elected leaders who are going to be in office longer than just that. Good luck trying to get them out so you can change things. See, this election in 2024 has a lot to do with whether this country ceases to exist as we know it. I can't stress that enough. A lot of people are looking inward. We have a story in the gardening, farming, and homesteading section that I think you need to read and take to heart. I'll tell you about it. because some of you don't have internet. Now, I'm going to share it with you. We got time. Amongst waiting for the calls. You don't want to call, I get it. A family of five, get this, hasn't been food shopping in 4 years and still has enough fresh meals preserved for a year. She has a family of five. Natasha Gahagan is 31 years old. She's always dreamed of having her own homestead and convinced her husband, Dennis, who's 42, works in landscaping, to move from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, to a seven-acre farm outside Milwaukee. The couple moved with their two kids, age 4 and 2, Mr. Gahagan's son, 21, and now they're all grown their own fruit and veggies and keep chickens and goats. They have not been to a supermarket for a big food shop in 4 years. Mrs. Gahagan goes once a year to pick up some basic things in bulk, such as beans and flour. They preserve a year's worth of food in their cellar, along with ready-to-go meals that can be heated up in 5 minutes. She is a homesteader and part-time dental assistant. Living off the land was a dream of hers. First off, she loved being outdoors. And if you're going to do this and live off-grid and not go to the grocery store like she does, and they try to make it on their own, she says you appreciate what you have more than at the fact that you rely on Walmart or some of these other places that have all this garbage food on their shelves that's constantly being recalled for one thing or another, and meat that you're having to worry about being tainted with mRNA. I know that's a big concern of a lot of you. That's why we hooked up with Prepper Beef here on the show as a partner. And the thing is, Ms. Gahagan, who's only 31 years old, she basically, besides living off a grid, decided, look, got to find a piece of land. They jumped at the chance when it came available and moved out to the countryside in January of 2015. So they've been doing this for a while. The family has an array of animals living on the farm, including cows, ducks, even peacocks. You know why? Because that's an alarm. Peacocks make noise. They have goats, chickens, and geese. Now, I don't know about the geese because, you know, unless you're going to eat them, you know, have a goose for Christmas dinner or whatever. The family drinks goat milk and also uses it to make soap to sell. See how that works? Got to get creative. See, that way you can pay for everything without going to the store. You need feed, you go to the feed store, or you raise it yourself. Making soap to sell using goat milk. You know, the family tries to grow something new each year. They don't have a big growing season either. They grow tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, garlic, onion, and mushrooms. They have an orchard. They make apples, pears, plums, and mulberries. And the biggest cardinal thing, we don't grow things we won't eat. Bingo. Oh, yeah, let's grow this. Let's grow that. And then you get it. It's like, I don't like this. Why did we grow it in the first place? See, you got to decide what your family can eat, what's healthy for your family. To preserve their food, they use methods such as canning and freeze drying, and they got a cellar in their home fully stocked. They could live off of it for more than a year without doing anything. They got 200 pounds of flour stocked up. She has a freeze dryer filled with meals she's already prepped, ready for the busy periods in spring and summer. She preserves for convenience a lot of things for the summer when they're busy. She strives to be as sustainable as she can, gets her meat from farmers, relies on the supermarkets as little as possible. When they do go, they stock up on supplies they cannot grow themselves or treats such as maple syrup and bananas. You know, if they were in Vermont, they could do their own maple syrup too. But because they live up north, so much for bananas, right? Tim in Michigan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, just so the rest of the country can rest at ease about Michigan's energy problems, we're firing back up the oldest. When it fires back up, it'll be the oldest nuke plant in the nation, running nuke plant. So don't worry. And it sits on Lake Michigan shores and south on the southwest side here. And don't worry if it has an issue. It's only sitting on one-third of the world's fresh water. So So the rest of the nation can rest easy about our energy problems. The nuke plant will be fired back up, and they're storing all the waste on the shore of Lake Michigan in these cement casks. So rest easy, world. Don't worry about Michigan. We're all set.
Okay. No worry about any of that waste leaking out into Lake Michigan, right?
Hey, one question, Dave. Hey, with all the illegal coming in, and the big payday for these illegals are going to be when they send in their votes. Isn't that why Biden hasn't left yet? Is because he's got it.
I mean, that's what he thinks. That's what he thinks.
They think they have it made.
I know. Well, see, he's got between now and November, and see, the word is that the Democratic Party doesn't really want him in, but the Democratic Party can't bring Bobby Kennedy in because Kennedy's already declared himself as an independent. The Democratic Party shunned him. So now people who are looking at Bobby Kennedy and going, and this is why I brought it up with Larry Sharp, you got a uniparty system people are totally dissatisfied with, and you want somebody in there that can actually kill the 270 electoral votes and force this into a 12th Amendment situation. I'm like looking at this going, that's entirely possible if they can wake up enough of these illegals.
Well, the nation should shudder if the Democrats get control again, because they get, don't be surprised, people, if Joe Biden isn't president come this winter. And don't be surprised if it's not a complete Democrat sweep across the Senate and Congress. Don't be surprised, because they're throwing down and they're going for it. And when, as soon as they can, and if we don't stop it, it's, I don't know, I shudder for us, because they get control. The first thing they'll do is get the guns. They'll go for broke people. This is, look at history, how the Bolsheviks did it. It's a playbook. Here it comes. Get ready.
Yeah, that's the thing, Tim. Agreed on that end. And here's the thing. Bobby Kennedy is all in favor of the Second Amendment. There are certain things about him that I like. If I had the choice, and this is the thing, people are, you know, they're going to be in the country long enough to understand what's going on. They're going to see the hell they're living in. A lot of them are going to go, and some of them have already said, wow, what am I doing here? I had it better where I was living before I came here. What a pigsty this is. You know, we're locked in an encampment. We're put under a curfew. We have no job. The money's going to run out. And then what do? Now we got to go out and be a criminal and beat people up and murder and rape and plunder.
We hire Chinese troops to come over and save us, Dave. What else do we do? We have China. Save China.
Yeah. That's not happening, Tim. Tim, it's not happening. We got 200 and something million Americans with guns that say it's not happening. And I believe that I would rather be dead than red. I'm sorry, but that's the old saying.
Our cities are
on
fire. Help.
Yeah, I get it.
California.
Yep. Heads Carolina, tails California. I know. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about the Green New Deal and taking all these coal-fired and gas power plants offline. They're not going to be able to do it if they want to put up all of these 5G towers.
That's right.
It's not going to work. But,
you're right. It won't. Needs electricity to run. When it's not there, they don't run. Nobody gets communication. Everything goes to pot.
If you're living in the country in a rural area, you better start, you know, planning for making your own electricity.
That's right.
I really don't think solar's the way. I think, of course, I live in Kansas, so it's pretty windy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I'm open to anything. They have solar wind pumps, or well pumps rather. They have solar well pumps that actually will pump water out of the ground. As I said, the biggest thing is you already got a house to live in. Food and water are going to be the two key things you have to have in a crisis situation. Without these, you're in trouble. So however you get to that.
At the end of the show yesterday, you were talking about, people being prohibited from like the people at that dollar store.
Right.
Given
walking out.
You know, I was working a inventory job where this company inventoried the Dillons. I was in Wichita, and the guy would buy us, the owner would buy us lunch because he didn't want us running off, and, you know, he wanted us to get the inventory done. And then we had a bunch of sandwiches left over, and I was one of the last ones to leave, and I said, I'll go take it down to Lord's Diner. So I did, and they wouldn't take it because it wasn't all packaged up. It was open. So I was driving a big Crown Vic, so I just opened up my trunk and served it out of all the guys that were lined up there waiting for the Lord's Diner to open.
You know? Wow. Good for you.
But,
I appreciate it.
You know, it's just so stupid. But I can, in a way, I can understand that with the health regulations, but,
yeah.
You know.
But people got to eat, and that's the thing we got to worry about. I got phone calls stacking up, Sherry. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your time. Brady, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Dave. I was wondering if Macron and Obama had that same problem with identifying their spouses as a man or wife, because it was just found out that Macron's wife was born for 30 years as a male. Holy cow, dude, we got this same, we got a whole bunch of weasel choppers out there.
Yeah, Brady, I've been trying to find evidence of that ever since my lovely wife came in and told me, hey, you know what's going on with Macron right now? They're all sitting there saying his wife was a guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I mean, we have been researching the living daylights out of this, trying to find
some new source
that could verify it. Yeah, good luck.
It's true, Dave. Yeah, yeah. She was packing a weasel before she changed to the donut.
All right, there you go. Bada bing, bada boom. Thank you, homeschoolers. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you're gonna learn how the real world works. I appreciate your call. You know, if it was on the internet, it has to be true. Of course, you know that's the way it is. Terry in New York, how are you? Good morning, sir.
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you know that in October 1982? Congress passed a law to declare the Bible the Word of God, and that people should study it for 1984 to come into law.
See, that's why I got mine sitting right here.
You can find the Scriptures for America. You can get the everything. It's suitable for framing. Tells you exactly what they wrote in the thing. You find it very interesting. Another thing, did you know that America is in the Bible?
Let's see. Would that be Babylon?
G-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M.
Aha.
Like they're in the middle.
Okay. I'll have to check that out.
That's all I got for now. God bless.
All right,
have a wonderful day. I enjoy your program every morning.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. All right. So we got a couple of stories left over. For those of you who liked the Raspberries, they did a song called Go All the Way. The guy that wrote the 1975 single All By Myself, Eric Carmen, has died at the age of 74. All By Myself, you remember that? International hit that reached number 2 in the U.S., number 12 in the U.K. Borrowed the melody from the second movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto number 2 in C minor for its verse. Amazing. The other thing I want to talk about, because I got a minute left, there's two things. Dylan Mulvaney has got a music video out called Days of Girlhood, The Patriarchy's Over. And boy, is the blowback coming at him. I mean, she's got Lady Gaga defending her. What a huge online backlash. Lady Gaga's like, this is terrible. It's appalling to me that Dylan's supposed to be met with such vitriol and hatred. We know Satan when we see it, Lady Gaga. You're right in bed with him. The only thing that's missing off Dylan Mulvaney's character wearing all the skimpy clothing is the devil horns. How many got the jab out of fear of getting a modified cold? Yeah, you see what I mean? Well, see, now the COVID-19 vaccine mandates have discouraged people from getting boosters and other vaccines, too. And that includes the RSV, the flu, all this junk. Researchers examined two CDC data sets on state-level flu vax, and they're dropping. People are not buying this anymore, folks. They're waking up. We're out of time for today. We got through all our news segment. We got to talk to Larry Sharp. Hopefully you learned something today. Help you make up your mind as to what's going on. In the meantime, be proactive. I mean, come on. If there's a way that you can become self-sufficient, wouldn't you want to do that? I'll let you figure that out. We'll try to provide you with more solutions. But in the meantime, stay safe. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.